Jesus, criminy.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the sports you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is a Friday. We are in the middle, almost in the middle, of the 2016 NFL Draft. Did you catch any of it last night?
I did. I watched until the Bucks selected.
I watched the first pick. Then I hauled ass to the stadium, ran around the stadium for about 6.5 minutes, and then ran to One Buck Place.
Gotcha.
And so I was there for the announcement. I was there for our chat with our number one pick, Vernon Hargreaves.
The third.
Who has been correcting everybody. He is not from Tampa.
Oh, okay.
He's not from Tampa.
So where is he from?
He's from Miami.
Kind of a big difference.
He went to high school in Tampa.
Gotcha. So
he calls Tampa home.
By way of.
Right.
Okay.
So it sounds sort of like a MMA fight. Right. By way of Miami through Tampa. Did you see the shoes I guess he wore?
No.
It was a Tampa shoes. It was shoes with Tampa painted on the side. And oh, but first and foremost, I said to myself, I'm going to start the show this way, and I've already blown it.
You lied to yourself.
I want to thank Archer. Not necessarily the Rays. The Rays had nothing to do. Oh, my God. I just had two cheesesteak sandwiches from Wawa.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks to Archer.
Were they amazing?
They were good. Yeah, they were good. I will always root for the Rays to get 10 strikeouts.
At the very minimum.
At least 10 strikeouts, yes. Yeah. I could care less, win, lose, draw, tie. I don't care what happens.
Tie.
I don't care. It could be a tie. A 752-inning tie, as long as they get 10 strikeouts. Amazing.
The, what was it? The longest game was, took like 5 days, didn't it?
My softball game?
That one too.
Yeah. My softball game was 4.5 days nonstop.
Crazy.
That could be the longest game of all time, but.
So. It was a foregone conclusion that the Bucks were going to take Vernon. I think so. Everybody was in that mindset. Pick number 9 comes. All of a sudden, it's the Bears.
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm not.
It's a completely different question than what I was asking.
No, it's related. It's about Vernon.
Okay.
And it's about the number 9 pick.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying Jason Light pulled off an amazing trade.
What did they get for it?
They got a 4th-round pick.
Okay.
So they traded down 2 spots.
They still got their guy.
They got the guy that they claimed they wanted all along. Mm-hmm. And again, we really don't know, but I'm going to assume that that is the guy that they really wanted. So they traded down 2 spots. They got an extra 4th-round pick. They saved, I believe Greg Augman said, $1.6 million they saved.
Helps with the cap.
By going from number 9 to number 11. Okay. So fans love it. Upstairs loves it. Mm-hmm. How do you think Hargreaves feels?
Well, okay. I see.
See what I'm saying?
Because that money that's saved is money that's
out of his pocket.
Not going to him.
I mean, again, I'm not saying that I care, you know,
necessarily
about the player per se, but do you think, or because it's the draft. He's a rookie. He doesn't have places. You know what I'm saying? It's they got the guy that they wanted.
He was
all
drafted
along.
In the first round of the NFL draft
and lost so $2 million.
He did lose $2 million, but a lot of people can't say that they were drafted in the first round of the NFL
sure.
draft. He's going to the team that he's very familiar with. He's he has connections
to
this area. He wanted to come here. I think in the long run, this could be better for him because let's say that they're able to save some money now. They may be able to give him money later on down the road. So it may be just a how long it takes for him to get that. Do you want to talk about that?
I do.
Okay, good, because I do too. I wanted to bring that up. Talking about somebody who he was still drafted last night.
And they said he might have lost over $10 to $12 million.
Gosh. Sitting there with a – this was on his Twitter account, supposedly was hacked or something
How
like that.
How was it hacked? It looked like him.
It was definitely him when it happened. He's wearing a gas mask attached to the working end of a bong and definitely obviously lost a lot of money there. But have you seen the memes on social media about he's standing there with his jersey and Goodell's standing right next to him staring at him with this sort of half smile on and it reads, "I can't wait to find you," or something like that. Or there was one that was Goodell saying, "Congratulations." Tunsil says, "What?" And Goodell says, you're suspended 4 games.
Well, he can't be suspended 4 games, can he?
He wasn't in the NFL.
Exactly. He's out of competition. Right?
Fair enough. And he didn't take a drug test.
Well, I don't think you need to take a drug test. I don't think you need to if you have video proof.
It could have been him vaping, which is completely legal.
We might have to get a hold of our attorney. We might have to reach out
Danny
to
Alvarez.
Danny Alvarez. But we're going to do that later. Right now, as we do every other week, or when Steve Savanu is in the office and not laying on a beach somewhere.
That's what we should be doing.
That's what we will be doing. It's Audio Technica time, boys and girls. And what a piece of equipment we're going to talk about and give away today. Steve, how are you?
I am doing good, Randy. You know what? If you need a good law firm, I can hook you up with my cousin. He works for the fantastic firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
That was a great TV show as well.
Yes, it was. So,
well, I don't need a law firm, thank God. We just had a legal question. We're talking about what happened yesterday in the draft, but we'll get
to that. I
heard
about that.
Unbelievable.
I have not seen the video, but I'm already planning on hacking your Twitter page and doing like a Randy Harris in competitor's headphones, like 4 or 5 pair at one time on your head, as if you have like 6 ears. But I thought, you know, I won't do that till next weekend.
Okay, well, we appreciate that.
Timing's everything.
It is. Let's talk about today's Audio Technica product. It's the ATH MSR7.
These are phenomenal headphones. These are part of our high-resolution audio headphones. And what we're finding out is people are looking for more detail. They're going to higher quality players. They're doing lossless files on their portable devices. And they're saying, you know what, I'm really want to go a step beyond the traditional MP3 player that everybody was kind of doing for a long time. And they're listening to these on their home stereos as well. They're listening to good old classic vinyl and things. So these are part of our high-resolution audio. They're part of our Sonic Pro line. And these guys won the 2015 Best Headphones of the Year from Review.com and USA Today. So this is a real prestigious award for these. These guys are designed literally to give you a really high, accurate, and musical realism from any kind of high resolution or other top quality audio source material. And I've heard these with some specialty high-end players, and they sound phenomenal. I've also listened to them in my studio off of my big editing system, and it's like, I really don't want to take this pair back after I get done with this video, but they are an amazing sounding headphone.
You know, let's talk about another feature that I don't think we talk enough about. You know, the audio is probably the most important thing. And if that's number one, number two has got to be how comfortable they are, how comfortable the headband, how comfortable the ear pads are.
Well, you know, in these headphones, and we've been starting to do this in more and more of our higher-end headphones, we're using aluminum magnesium housings that are lightweight, but rigid structure. And you need a rigid structure because you want those drivers to really do what they're supposed to do without the headphone housings being, you know, wobbly or flexible or plastic. The other thing we've been doing is we've been using memory foam, like those memory foam mattress toppers. We've been using memory foam in the ear pads and the headbands. And, you know, for guys that have to wear headphones all day, it really makes a difference when they're sitting on your ears, when they're sitting on your head. So we're really looking at comfort as well as performance in these headphones.
All right, so I'm going to assume that more times than not, this pair wouldn't necessarily be used for, you know, when you go to the track to run a mile. It's to sit back and more, you know, kind of enjoy the music. Can you still answer your phone? Can you still do all of the smartphone technology?
Yes, you can still do the the cool thing about these is for those that really want to sit and listen to their music, they come with two detachable cables, a long cable and a short cable. Obviously, if you're listening on a portable player and it's in your pocket, maybe you're on an airplane, the short cable's ideal. But a lot of the home listeners, you know, they want to be able to sit in their easy chair and plug this into their hi-fi system. So we've got a 9-foot cable as well. And then we have a smartphone-compatible cable. It has inline controls and a microphone, so you can answer your phones, control your music player, answer your phone calls, and so on, control the volume through the music player using that cable. The nice thing is you can detach that cable and put the long cable on when you're sitting in your living room.
Awesome. Awesome. I think I'm going to have to upgrade, and I'm going to have to reach out and purchase one of these. Before, you know, we get to those details, I believe they come in more than one color as well, so we can use our line operating and decorating at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. They come in, you know, basic black, and they also come in kind of a gunmetal color with, I think it's kind of a brown tone ear pads. And I got to tell you, that's a really sharp-looking pair of headphones. So not only is it high-quality audio, but it's a high-fashion statement as well.
So I'm going to have to suggest, you know, the husband gets one color, the wife or the spouse gets the other color. You have your own colors. You don't have to use the other person's with the memory earpieces and such, and it's a beautiful
yep.
thing.
It's a great pair of headphones. Phenomenal. So you really need to sit down and listen to these and do some critical listening on them, because you will find things that you never heard in the music is there. It's now all the detail, all the little nuances, you know, depending on what type of music you listen to. You're getting into like a studio reference style headphone that's a very fashionable headphone as well.
Well,
takes that listening to a higher level.
To the next level. So I think you might want to warn Karen that an email is on its way.
I will warn Karen that an email is on its way, that you need an extra pair. You can't find the pair we sent you.
Well, no, I have that pair. We're going to give that pair away. But I might need a pair so that I can you know, try them out and all that kind of stuff. Where can people get more information? Where can they purchase if they're not that lucky winner that will be selected tonight at 11:59?
Well, as always, you can find out more information on these headphones by going to our website. That's www.audio-technica.com. And you can purchase these at brick-and-mortar retailers all over the country and all around the world, to be exact. I'm just trying to see if we can get them on our online store as well, but I don't know. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. I will let you know here in 1 second.
Live updates.
Live updates. There they are, the MSR7 Sonic Pro in gunmetal gray. And you can get these at any one of our authorized dealers. We now have a dealer finder, where to buy thing on our website. Simply enter your zip code and click whether you're in the U.S. or in Canada, and we'll find an authorized Audio-Technica dealer. It will also, if you're dealing with somebody that says, I can give you a better than greater price on these, you can click on unauthorized dealers as well. It'll tell you the ones to avoid.
Oh, there you go. There you go. As always, Steve, thank you very much for your time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of the NFL draft.
I will. You too. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. That's Steve Savanu, everybody. All you have to do, you have until 11:59 to register. When you send the email, go to knockoutradio.com. Of course, you should know this by now. In the subject line, put ATH, Audio-Technica, headphones. You know what? Not even headphones. Audio-Technica or ATH will get you registered for these phenomenal pair. And hopefully that email will get sent not only by me, but Steve Savanu as well, to Karen. And who knows? I might be able to get a pair for my next trip wherever that may be. All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the Lightning. We'll talk a little more about the Rays. The Dodgers are coming into town next week. The Blue Jays are in town this weekend. A lot of sports going on tomorrow. A must game. And we'll talk about it when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic. Presented by Stonyfield Yo Kids. More than 50 of your favorite Disney stars.
Tickets are on sale now. Playing May 12th through 15th at Amalie Arena. Visit Ticketmaster.com for details. Brought to you locally by Metro PCS.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Ale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
Let's get back to the Tunsil thing just for a second.
Okay.
All right. I'm not as bothered by the stupidity of the video.
Okay. It's pretty stupid.
No, it definitely is. I would like, you know, a lot of times I ask the players, you know, if you could change one thing, if you could change one rule in the NFL, if you could add one rule. You know what? I'm going to make one change myself right now.
Okay.
I don't know why this hasn't already been done.
Okay.
And it bothers me when things like what came out yesterday came out. Not the video, not the alleged Mary Jane, whatever. How about the text messages? Did you see that? Mm-hmm. About the text messages to one of the coaches while he was at Ole Miss. He asked for, I believe it was $305 to pay his mom's electric bill. Okay?
Okay.
That was given to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sanctions are now going to come down on the college.
Right.
Sanctions, yeah. If not losing your job, is going to come to that coach and maybe other coaches. I want to know why somebody more intelligent than me, which is anybody who's listening to this program, why has it not been changed that if you are an athlete that is on a scholarship, now I'm going to even say even if you're not on a scholarship, but if you're on a scholarship, even more, if you are found guilty of doing anything illegal, you should be at the very least responsible to repay the entire scholarship money. There is no penalty for an athlete to go to a school and do illegal things. None.
Right.
What's the penalty? Nothing. Your jersey's going to be taken down from the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Your name is going to be taken. No, no. There should be a financial penalty to any athlete that does anything illegal, since other people are going to pay the consequences.
They should as well. They should be held accountable for the actions that they're doing.
Now, for an athlete like Tunsil, who is now going to make millions, I'm not even sure repaying the scholarship is enough penalty.
But that's the thing. If you do something like that, then the punishment has to fit the crime.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense in the sense of it has to be uniform throughout everybody, regardless of where they're drafted. They don't control where they're drafted.
You're right. You're right.
So if they get drafted in the first or seventh round, it doesn't matter. It should still.
You're right. And so everybody should pay the penalty of a great deal.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, the penalty should fit the crime.
Right.
If this school is now going to lose scholarships, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'll make up the number 5. They're going to now lose 5 scholarships. That means 5 athletes are now not going to get a scholarship to that school. If they lose a bowl appearance, now 110 athletes are now going to miss playing in a bowl game.
Right.
A coach is now going to lose his job. And rightfully so, because he did something either. Now, in this case, it's kind of like the Galen Hall thing with the Gators. You know, a lot of the things that Galen Hall did, I mean, they were all illegal. But giving a kid a ride in the rain, to me, is a stupid
thing to get
violation.
Hit for. Yeah.
Right. But the coach knows it's illegal. The athlete knows it's illegal. So in this case, most people cannot pay the penalty for the penalty to fit the crime. Because they can't. How can a guy who doesn't go into the NFL?
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, not all of them are going to get drafted or even signed as a free agent.
A free agent. They can't pay what I think the penalty should be. They can't. Because, again, you're saying, well, all he did is take $306, so he should be fined $1,000. But what about all the other ramifications that are going to happen at that school or other schools every time one of these cheats gets caught?
Well, and then you get into the question of should these be considered violations at all? Because they're not able to go out and get jobs if they're NCAA athletes, and I understand you have to play within the rules that are set right now.
I'm going to lose my Wawa sandwich. I'm going to lose it.
You're going to throw up?
I am. Okay. I am.
Why is this?
Because I just got a text message.
Okay.
And I don't know if I want to use intern John's name.
Okay.
To let everybody know that it's intern John that just texted me.
I see what you did there.
Hey, Randy, listening to you guys sitting here at work in the Navy. Also found out today, I'm also in the... This guy's a first-class petty officer.
Yeah.
Okay. Soon to be a chief.
Yeah.
I can't comprehend that. I can't comprehend. It's one thing for the guys you went to school with that are Navy pilots and all that kind of stuff. This is intern John we're talking about. Intern John is in the running to be a commissioned officer. The only thing worse than seeing a former schoolmate of yours, Dave Schultz, being an officer in any military form, in any country's military form, intern John could become an ensign.
So let me be the first to say congratulations.
Or what has this military come to?
Let me be the first to say bye, because I'm moving.
Don't ever say that, because that pisses me off.
I know.
You know, all these people that are saying, if this person goes in the... There's somebody running for president that I can't stand.
Right.
And I would never say, I'm moving to another country if this person gets in.
Right.
But all these jackasses, well, if Trump gets in, if Hillary gets in, I'm moving. You know what? I don't care who gets in. I'm not moving. This is, even with the worst president, I could really elaborate more, but I won't. I'm still not moving. Intern John, congratulations.
High five.
May God help us.
But I believe the term is Bravo Zulu, correct?
I don't know.
Navy boys say that?
I've never heard that before in my life.
Really? Yeah, it's a common phrase in the Navy that means basically good job.
Really?
Yeah.
Was not aware of that. All right, so back to what while my blood was boiling. If you are found, if you do any of this stuff, why is the athlete not held responsible in any way? Because they're no longer there.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I have noticed or paid attention to when it comes to ramifications for a player was when Reggie Bush had to give back his Heisman Trophy. But that's the only thing that I remember hearing where the athlete was held to some degree accountable.
Right.
But again, what did...
Nothing.
Grand scheme of things, you're giving back a trophy. That's not financial. That's not helping kids go to school. And
you're still known as the Heisman Trophy winner. You may not go to New York. You may not, wear the jacket. You may not any of that kind of stuff. But, it is what it is. All right, something else that happened a couple days ago, and I don't know when. It's a particular letter in the alphabet where you buy jewelry, if you know what I'm saying, is now sponsoring the National Football League Hall of Fame. Okay?
Okay.
So I saw a picture on the internet of a Hall of Famer in his gold jacket with the logo of this jewelry store on his jacket. Are we now going NASCAR with the NFL Hall of Fame?
Well, and this actually brings up something that we actually didn't get to a couple weeks ago was, I think it's next season, either one or two seasons from now, the NBA is going to allow logos of sponsors to be put on the jerseys.
So will Dana,
same thing.
Will Dana White now see that and let his fighters now go back to the NASCAR look?
Not anymore.
Because he took those logos off because he didn't want to look like NASCAR. He wanted to look more like, the big sports, the mainstream sports.
And now they're going that direction.
It's money.
Exactly. It is more money. And
the players aren't going
to
get the money.
You have to figure out, is the juice worth the squeeze? And because that was a very big deal, the Reebok deal, obviously. We talked about it a lot. And we have since seen some fighters in the fallout who have left the UFC and claim that they like not fighting in the UFC because they are able to get sponsors and more money outside of that organization.
Yeah, but the main sports, the football, the baseball, the basketball, the hockey, they're not going to go to Europe for a ton less money because then they can put a logo on their sweater.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. And again, I think that when you're looking at the mainstream sports and how much those players make and the lack of competition, then that makes sense, what you just said. They're not going to leave in order to make more money. But we're also, at least with what you brought up, the Hall of Fame, they're not playing anymore.
True.
So that's not something that you really care about, per se.
No, but it just looks cheap.
And again,
cheap.
They're not going to. It
looks
it
bad.
Does.
It looks bad.
Where on the jacket is the...
Left, whatever that would be, collar?
Okay,
like
so
right here.
Wasn't there an NFL patch supposed to be there?
No, I saw it. This is a letter in the alphabet that sells jewelry.
No, I pick up that part, but previous to that, wasn't there already the NFL
I don't know.
Emblem?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember breakfast. I got to tell you a quick story.
Okay.
And I'm not.
You remember the story.
I remember the story, and I'm telling you the story, and then we're going to go to your best friend, and then we're going to hit a break. But I want to tell you the story first. So I tell people all the time, that I don't remember what I had for breakfast. Mm-hmm. I don't remember last week. I don't remember birthdays. I don't remember a lot of stuff. I remember this. So I'm at $1 the other day, and I'm discussing
there I was.
With a – oh, by the way, do you see Uncle Creepy's now doing story time with Uncle Creepy?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's infringement here. Mm-hmm. I think I like Ian, so I'm not going to go after it. But I believe story time with Uncle Randy started before then. So I'm at $1, and I'm talking to a person that works for another radio station. Mm-hmm. And this person says, you know, we're talking about Conor McGregor and how Conor McGregor, you know, claimed that he was going to retire. And so I said to this guy, I said, well, I don't know if it's true or it's not true, but if you look at that, he was just involved. I mean, he wasn't in the fight, but he was there when a fighter fought and then the fighter died 2 days later.
Okay.
That maybe mentally, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, you know what? I can't comprehend that because I'm not an athlete. I'm not a fighter. I don't really get that. So I said, well, let me give you a stupid scenario that maybe you could get. A gunman breaks into the radio station and shoots everybody but at the radio station but you. Mm-hmm. Do you go to work the next day? And you know what his response was?
No.
Hell yeah. Now I get any time slot I want.
I shouldn't be laughing. This funny. Is very dark and macabre, but that is funny.
It was so funny that I said, I will always remember that story.
Oh, my goodness.
I will always tell that story. I still don't remember what I had for breakfast. Before we go to break, luckily, we do have time to get Rib in before the break. So, Rib, what's up?
Yeah, Wag. Great pick by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But
I agree.
The Tampa Bay Lightning will not beat the New York Islanders.
How many games?
Predicted there. 4 games. Islanders beat the Lightning there.
Sweep.
Wags. Yep.
A sweep by Wags. So are we making any wagers here? You and Wags? Are you making a 4-game sweep?
I'll take that bet. They don't get swept. Absolutely.
What are you putting up there, Rib? Let's make a wager. Let's make it interesting.
Let's make a deal.
I'll have to decide.
No, we got to decide right now, live on the air.
What are you going to decide after the series is over?
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Big Ed.
Hey, no, hold on. Rib.
The Bucks might have a good team this year, Big Ed.
All right, get Rib out. Rib's gone. Rib's not going to argue with Ed while I'm trying to talk to him. I was going to make him a deal of the lifetime. I was going to make a deal that he could not turn down, but he was so busy yelling at Ed.
That he could not refuse.
That he can't refuse. He's now gone, and so are we. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Luxe. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Luxe is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Luxe also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic. Presented by Stonyfield YoKids. More than 50 of your favorite Disney stars.
Tickets are on sale now. Playing May 12th through 15th at Amalie Arena. Visit Ticketmaster.com for details. Brought to you locally by Metro PCS.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, here's another one. All right, we've talked about, or I've talked a little bit about Tunsil and you know, taking the money at Ole Miss, and there's no repercussions. How about D. Brown?
D. Gordon?
And D. Brown. Or Brown Smith, or Smithley Brown. Yeah, I wrote down D. Brown, but of course I meant D. Gordon. So D. Gordon gets traded to the Marlins. The Marlins give up a major pitching prospect, and I'm sure others. He signs a multi-million dollar contract, then gets caught cheating. Do you know that doesn't void his contract? Do you know that the Marlins are still on the hook for the 50-some million dollars?
I see what you did there. Marlins on the hook.
I like that.
That's part of it.
It's not my first rodeo.
It's guaranteed money.
It is guaranteed money.
So
I think that should be changed as well.
That's on the team, though. Can't they?
How's that on the team?
Can't they decide when they're drafting up the actual contracts to say, if you get caught, if you test positive for XYZ or anything on the banned substance list, and we don't have to pay you for that time? Isn't that on them? Or is that something? That's something that would be on the players' union.
It's. I'm sure with the union. I'm sure that that's not allowed right now, or it would be.
So that's not something that the league themselves could take care of.
Yeah, they could. It's called, you get it out. It's in your next bargaining thing. That's got to go. There's some things that have to go.
You think that they, with the amount of time and the amount of fighting that it took to get this last collective bargaining agreement, which was significant, do you think the Players Association would allow that just to get it to this point?
Yes.
And the testing. So why?
Because there's enough players that are pissed about this. There's enough athletes that are pissed about this. Now, you know, and I know there's athletes that complain to be pissed that are doing it as well.
Sure.
Because until they get caught, they're not doing it.
They're not part of that.
But there are plenty of athletes. You know, there were some that have already responded, you know, due to D. Brown / Gordon. you know, that they believe things need to be done. Well, that's what needs to be done. What needs to be done is, if you are caught, your contract is voided. So he's now out 80 games.
Right.
If the Marlins make the playoffs, he's not eligible for the playoffs. And here's even the worst part. They knew this in spring training. But because he was appealing, he was able to play. Here's another law. I want to be made I want to be made commissioner slash god of the universe.
Rules are.
I want to rule everything. His suspension is 80 games.
Correct.
I think if you appeal and you lose the appeal, the amount of days that you played gets tacked on to the 80.
Okay, so that's the thing. Then you get into the conflict of...
Wait a second. I'm ruler of God of the world. I'm not in the middle of anything.
Fair enough.
I have made that law.
Okay.
Anything else you want me to change or look into?
Look into, yeah. To unequivocally and just because you feel like it.
Absolutely.
Change it.
I also think if your contract is voided, within reason, and I am the arbitrator.
So you determine reason.
I determine reason. When D. Brown slash Gordon's suspension is up, the Marlins can then come and offer him a new deal that he must take.
You can't force somebody to take a deal, though.
Wait a second. Who am I?
You are the rules are.
Okay. So as long as I rule it credible, reasonable, and to my liking, D. Brown slash Gordon has to take that contract or he cannot play Major League Baseball for the length of the contract that the Marlins were offering.
They could offer him $1 for the next 3.5 years.
And that's not reasonable. And then that throws my decision out the door. And now D. Brown slash Gordon can go anywhere he wants. But as
so there's no negotiating at all. It actually goes to you first.
I am.
And then...
Who am I?
No, you're the rules are. Yeah, I'm just trying to work out the logistics of this. So the team would never talk to the player. They would say, okay, this is our offer sheet.
No, they can do that. They can talk to the player. Absolutely they can. And then when it's brought to me...
But wouldn't that be considered negotiation?
They can negotiate all they want, but it's brought to me.
And if you don't think that it's fair...
And if I don't think it's fair... I make the decisions. If they come and they say, it's kind of like in the courts, you know, they come and they say, we've reached an agreement. The judge can still say, you know what? I don't like it. It's not a harsh enough penalty. It's not, you know, so that's what I could still do. Where that would benefit both parties.
This is so convoluted.
Oh, I love this.
God.
Matter of fact, I heard somebody at the, I was at Got Split Ends today, and I heard somebody that say, in my next life, I want to come back as. I'm coming back as what am I called?
Rules are.
Rules are. So the Miami Marlins Miami Marlins and D. Brown slash Gordon sit together and they decide, you know what? I'm going to pay the penalty, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do a 5-year at $48 million.
Okay.
I may say no. One of those two numbers needs to go away and it's not the 8. So you want, and the reason that can be done is because, you know, if the Marlins come in at such a low, you know, thing,
yeah,
and it's going to give them, you know, Brown, Gordon, the right to go anywhere he wants, they need to be careful. But because I'm not going to spend my entire life worrying about their screw-ups, you know, if I'm thinking $38 million, $38 million's the bottom line, and they come at 35, what do I do? I'm not going to reward D. Brown slash Gordon those three extra $1 million because he's a knucklehead cheater.
Okay.
So,
see what you're saying.
Okay. Anything else you'd like me to rule on?
Okay.
The referee who did not wipe the floor in Houston when Steph Curry said it was wet should go to the electric chair.
The electric chair.
I didn't say I'm going to turn it on. I just said he's going to the electric chair.
You're just
going to
scare him real good.
I'm just going to scare him just a tad.
Should there be rules on if a player is deemed healthy to play? I'm making this up as we go. If a player is deemed healthy enough to play, the player wants to play, the team needs the player to play, would you be in a position to still say you can't play?
Yes. Yes. I would have... In my throne of thrones, You've heard of King of Thrones. I have Throne of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Whatever. I've never seen it, so I don't even know what it is. But on my Throne of Thrones, I will have a full legal, not that I need legal, because I am, what am I called?
Rules are.
But I would have a medical staff. And the medical staff has no relationship with the sport or any sports at all.
Shouldn't they have some sort of, because
no, they shouldn't.
A doctor is not just a doctor. A doctor has specialties, and you need people who have backgrounds in sports how to diagnose and address certain issues.
No, I don't think that's important at all.
That's huge.
It's not important at all. If you have a concussion, you have a concussion. It don't matter if you're playing hockey.
If you have a popped ACL.
Then you shouldn't play. If you are hurt.
But you're coming back from it. You go through the surgery.
I will have a silence. I will have a medical staff, and they can put their input into me. And if I deem necessary, then no, you cannot play until I tell you you can.
Even though you have no background in medical,
I don't need
anything.
None because I'm rules are. I don't need a background in anything. I make the decisions.
Sounds like a dictatorship.
I am the judge, jury, and executioner in everything that I do from here
You're
on
out. You're not the judge, jury, and executioner.
Because here's a scenario that I don't want to say the team. Mm-hmm. But there's a particular sporting team that plays a particular sport.
No kidding.
That could be in the playoffs right now, whose star is hurt.
That's what the basis of my question.
This star
question.
May or may not come back to the city in which he is playing for at this present time.
Correct.
What is to keep the team, whatever this team may be, in whatever sport this sport might be, to saying, you know what? We're not bringing said player back. Get his arse on the field court, ice, diamond, racetrack, octagon.
I think you covered your bases.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. What's to keep a team from doing that? Don't tell me it hasn't been done.
Well, wasn't there a situation
I rule
in baseball a couple years ago where I think it was Chris Bryant and the Cubs, where they were saying that if he hits so many home runs and if he does this or
they
something
did it to
like
Longoria.
That, and they kept him off the field to avoid that.
Happens all the time.
If he plays a certain amount of
And if the player is smart, and we're going to go to break in a second, if that particular player, if any of those players are smart, you know what they do? They bring it to me because I am.
The rules are.
This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey, Randy Regime. This is Wegs with Talking Sports. And if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I started my two gym a week deals. Two different gyms in a week deal.
Really?
Is that your shocked face?
This is my shock.
Kinetics twice a week.
Yeah.
Tigers World twice a week. And we're going to see how long. One week down. Let's see if I continue it up. Two real quick things.
Yep.
As much as this hurts me to say.
It pains you.
It does. This pains me more than if Rib was sitting in that chair right now.
Oh. Okay.
That could be arranged.
Well, it could be. I'm just saying what I'm about to say will pain me more than having Rib in that chair where Wegs is sitting.
Okay.
Big props to Ohio State. How do you not, whether you like them or in my case, do not, what, four or five guys in the top 20? Four guys in the top 20?
Yeah, they did big.
Three guys, I think, in the top 10.
Big things. I think they went either back-to-back.
They did go back-to-back. 3-4.
Yeah.
San Diego and then
Bosa
Dallas. Yeah.
Was the first one.
And then the running back, I'm not even going to attempt to say his name because you know I'm going to butcher it.
Ezekiel Elliott.
He should be penalized. You know what? What's my name again?
Rulzar.
He is going to be penalized for whatever that god-awful get-up was.
Hey, man. It's expression.
You just know he's going to be trouble.
Yeah. Walking in like that. I guess he said it was he wanted to show off his abs. You know what? I want to show off mine, too, and I'm going to start wearing the same attire. Second thing is, give me your thoughts on this. You've heard of Groupon, right?
I have.
You know that you can buy concert tickets mm-hmm. on Groupon.
Yes.
Do you know what's on? I saw on Groupon today?
What'd you saw on Groupon today?
Tampa Bay Rays tickets. Give me your thoughts. Is there does it cheapen the product being on Groupon? Or is it a good idea to sell tickets any way you can?
Well, okay.
I'm torn.
You're talking about a team that needs people in the stands.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if this is how valid this reporting was. I can't remember what the source was, but I saw something that said that they would definitely be considering looking outside of the Tampa Bay area if attendance does not pick up, which is something that you've said since before day one.
And I'm going to use your line from a movie I've never seen or even heard of. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Yeah, I mean, you have to try to get people to show up. And if you're going to those lengths, it depends on how many tickets are available, too. Well, if all of them are available or a significant amount, that's, I say, cheapening the product. If a small portion, I don't know what defines it.
When their tickets, there's a big difference between tickets to a game, commercials on this radio program, and food. Meaning, if the food doesn't sell today, it can sell tomorrow. If the car doesn't sell today, it can sell tomorrow.
Yeah.
Commercials in this radio show or any other radio show, when the show is over, is gone. Uh-huh. When today's Tampa Bay Rays game is over, the tickets are useless.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You sell what you sell. Now, the problem that you're going to have, and I'm sure they've thought this out, you're not going to put your high-dollar ones up and discount right. them. You know, you're going to do the outfield. You're going to do the 300 level. You're going to do all that, and I'm okay with that.
Now, are they selling those for specific games,
I think it
or
was,
are they?
I think it was just for this Sunday.
Okay.
Now, it could be just to see how it goes, too.
Test out the market.
You know, test out the market. And if they, here it is, Tropicana Field, the tickets that are normally $34.30 are $15.50. That's over 50% off.
Yeah, less than half price.
You know, so I'm okay with that. And I'm assuming at this price, and it'll say where they are. One ticket to see the Rays on the Blue Jays starting at 50. Click here to view the seating chart. So
they tell you where it is.
Yeah. And a lot of times on Groupon, like with these concerts, X is the outfield. No, they've got every seat on here. They have every single thing on here. Lower box, Rays Club. Doesn't mean you can buy them through Groupon, but let's see what it says.
Yeah.
We'll do section 116.
Huh. So maybe they are hurting that bad.
Well, again, it's not that they're hurting. It's not that they're hurting because once the game is over, those tickets are gone. The problem that you're going to have, you know, and again, I didn't research it all out. And, you know, that one section 116 went to TampaBayRays.MLB.com. So you're not even on Groupon anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not. But all I'm saying is if I buy it on Groupon for $45 and it's an empty seat, but at least my butt's there, and the guy next to me paid $212, the guy next to me is no longer going to buy $212.
Sure.
You would think.
You would think, but also I guess they're at a point where they're hoping that when they bring somebody in at a discounted price, they're still going to be paying full price for concessions and being at the game, so they'll make more money than the money they lost on the discount.
When a third of the stadium is full, so for you mathematicians, that means two-thirds of the stadium is empty. Sell the tickets for anything you can.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem.
Get people there.
You know, even if it's the day of, and I know a lot of promotions are like that, the day of, if it's empty, if it's whatever. Hey, before we run out of time, best name drafted by the best team yesterday. Thoughts? You know, there's all those names. Lake Speed, probably the greatest name in NASCAR history. How can Lake Speed not be your favorite name, right? I don't remember the dude's first name, and it's whatever. I'm sure he doesn't remember my name either. But the New York Giants selected Apple.
Eli Apple. Yeah.
How is that not the great? They play in the big, even though it's
they
not
have
the big Apple.
They have another Eli on the team.
I wasn't even thinking about Eli. Yeah. It's the Big Apple.
And then it's the Apple going to the Big Apple.
They play in Newark, but it's considered New York. It's the Big Apple. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to have giant jerseys with Apple on the back. You buy that jersey just when you go to the Big Apple. You don't even have to be a giant fan.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, to me, it was the best name.
Marketing.
It was marketing. It was absolutely marketing for sure. Happy, you know, with the selection yesterday? I'm asking you, are you happy?
Oh, yes. That was not a statement. That was a question. Yes, I am happy. And so now the question is, now what?
D-line.
What happens today?
D-line. They're going to get a D-lineman for sure. And then I think they're going to spend a lot on the defensive side. I think they're going to pick up another receiver, even though Bell is back. Bell is healthy. He's kind of a rookie because he really didn't play last year, getting hurt. Somebody told me that he didn't even make a catch, you know, in a preseason game. He dropped a couple. They have high hopes on him, but I think that they're going to go after a D lineman. I think they'd like to add another O lineman, and they're going to add a receiver. That's where I think they're going to address. I don't think they're going to go after another DB. And if they do, it's going to be late. I think today's pick is going to be a D lineman.
You don't see what about him?
With him getting hurt, this guy was going to be one of the first couple picks, you know, with the injury. And we ran out of time.
Happens.
The difference, because people were saying, and it was brought up yesterday when both Cutter and
Light
came in, that he takes time. He took plays off. You know, Hargraves has taken plays off. Now, don't you think that he, the player that's now injured,
yeah,
wished he would have taken plays off?
Yeah.
So it's a fine line. Did Hargraves take plays off? And he did in the ball game, because now he's got to worry about his career. Now it's time to worry not about a ball game that means nothing.
Grand scheme of things, yeah.
In any scheme of things, it means nothing. Who cares? Now it's time to worry about what's going to happen on whatever yesterday's date was, April 28th. So, interesting.
Looking at the big picture, I'm looking forward to UFC 200. Lots of stuff has happened.
Plenty
we never
time.
Got a chance to address any of it today.
Tune in to Knockout Radio next Wednesday. Yes, we'll talk more about
it. We'll get
to it. And we'll talk about it more next Friday. This is Talking Sports. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KO Eggs.
See you.